41-year-old Theodosius Merkuliev, known to family and friends as Dosi, was pronounced dead at the Mount Edgecombe Medical Center shortly after he and his companion, 43-year-old James Jensen, were pulled from the water near Stargavin Boat Ramp by Good Samaritans last Friday afternoon. One of those Good Samaritans was Tom Climo, who works in Sitka's Harbor Department and was traveling with friends to a cabin for the weekend. It was 12:30 in the afternoon, and they had run about a quarter mile from the Stargavin ramp when one of the women in his party, Camila Gomez, first spotted the empty skiff, which was turning tight circles at high power. Climo at first thought she was talking about an actual whale circling, making a bubble net, which is a common sight in Sitka Sound this time of year.
Actually, she had said, look, there's a whaler doing circles, like Brody's, you know, but no one in it. So we went over to it, and we go, all right, someone's got to be in the water somewhere. And we're looking around, and then Emmett looked way out, and maybe 100 yards at least. He goes, I see something out there, and all of a sudden his arm comes up out of the water and is waving. And then we jetted over there.
Emmett Anderson spotted the victims. The man waving his arm was James Jensen, who was holding on to Merkuliev. Climo says that Merkuliev was already unresponsive and that he was wearing a float coat and hip waders. Climo held Merkuliev's head above water while Jensen was brought aboard. Then the boat's skipper, Terry Perencevich, maneuvered to retrieve Merkuliev.
Terry's got a drop bow, so we put the drop bow down. But we had to slice his hip waders because there was so much water in them. It was really heavy. And then we got him around the front of the boat and were able to pull him up on the deck.
Climo and Perencevich's brother, Gary Perencevich, performed CPR on Merkuliev for the 8-minute boat ride back to the Stargavin boat launch. Another member of the party, Nicole Duplobe, had summoned help, and the boat was met first by Sitka police officers who assisted with CPR until the arrival of EMS personnel. After the victims were transported, Climo says his party resumed their camping plans. On the way out, they saw that the Boston Whaler skiff had apparently run out of gas, and they were going to tow it back, but an Alaska State Trooper vessel instead arrived to retrieve it. In an email to KCAW, troopers said they are investigating the possible cause of the mishap. Jensen and Merkuliev were believed to have been harvesting herring eggs on branches, a traditional subsistence food, at the time of the accident. Climo says that there was evidence in the skiff of egg harvest, but no branches. Dosi Merkuliev leaves behind his partner, Natalie, and three children, ages 13, 5, and 16 months. A GoFundMe campaign was started on Saturday for the family. It has raised just about $27,000 so far. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.